The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Daikin, Goodman, and Amana brands. Today, we're joined with J.P. Cahalan, and he is the Founder and Director of Product Innovation at XOI. J.P., thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, Ben. Happy to be here.
So tell me, what in the world, why did you and Aaron decide that you wanted to found the company XOI?
It's a really big, audacious goal. It's just solve the skilled trades gap. That's kind of where it started. Aaron and I's background and our other co-founder, a guy named Anthony Blanco, comes from a construction and manufacturing world. And so we kind of understand that space, been in that space for quite some time. Our families were in that space. And so when you see the people that are in that and how hard they work and the effort they put in, and then you see what's going on in our world where because of the skilled trades gap, you have a lot of people that are having to work longer hours and spend more time away from their family. We looked at this and we said, there has to be a better way. There has to be more technology, more tools out there that can provide a better experience. As we kind of looked at the world and obviously knew the softwares that we used in our own lives, we saw there was an opportunity to build a technology that was technician focused. And so, you know, the big audacious goal is we want to solve the skilled trades gap. Now, there's a lot of things that get you there, but that's ultimately where it started.
And you know, just as you're working with technicians, what are some of the biggest challenges or issues that you see in regards to that skills trades gap that kind of led you to where you're at today?
Yeah, I mean, when you get the chance to kind of go out with technicians, you focus in on kind of, you view it from a residential and a commercial perspective, and obviously the skill sets are different, but there's an underlying element that exists, and that is they are constantly going to be stretched with what they are being asked to do by their companies. And one of the quick things that we saw is the ability to get to information was always a challenge. And that's where this opportunity exists, because no matter who it is, like at the end of the day, if you can connect people to the right information, they're going to make better decisions, and it's going to allow them to work more efficiently and more effective. And so as you kind of sit and kind of understand that world and what they're doing day in, day out, I can teach anybody how to turn a wrench. I can teach people to do those things. Some are more skilled than others. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it comes down to the knowledge and understanding a line of logic and understanding the things that you're going to run up against and what you need and how to respond and how to react, as opposed to just knowing how to do something with your hands.
So it's not just knowing how to do something with your hands, but would you say the technology and the equipment is changing also?
Oh, 100%. And that's one of the coolest things about this entire industry, right? And you know, you guys especially, I mean, you and the other manufacturers across the world are building more efficient products that the world needs. At the same time, that is also introducing more complexity into the technician. It is no longer mechanically driven all the time anymore. Mm-hmm. And so now that you have this evolving technology in this space, there is this need for constant education. Now, but now we fight a battle, right? Mm-hmm. We have a skilled trades gap where we used to bring people out of the field, have them be taught. I don't have enough people to pull everyone out and have them be taught. I need them to be taught on the fly. I need them to get the information when they need it, even though they may not know they need it, and be able to access it and work on more nuanced equipment as it continues to go and as it continues to evolve.
So you guys kind of got your start off. You kind of went down one path and you changed. So what technology did you guys kind of grab on initially as you launched XOI?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this years ago, but there was a company out there that was selling smart glasses. Mm-hmm. That was us. That was us. We hitched our wagon to some great partners that we were live streaming through smart glasses, but also recording that. And we were recording. The technician had the ability to be hands-free and take a video and walk through what they were doing. And this was back, 2014, 2015 at the time. And we had some great partners, still users of XOI today, that are now leveraging the mobile application. But it started with that hands-free component. The reason we were there is, again, on the live calling capability. Because everybody said they needed that and they wanted that. Well, as we were out there understanding that and digging in deeper and validating that, there were so many other moments in the technician's journey that needed to be captured, that needed to be shared, and not just shared with the customer, shared with the office to make that technician more efficient and allow them to keep doing the things they were doing on site without having to pause, get on a phone call, and explain something to somebody. And so that's where, you know, it all started with those glasses, and that was kind of the step in. And then the glasses are what, and I hate this pun, I've never said it before, opened our eyes to allow us to say, this is the opportunity, this is the true opportunity here, is impacting the entire time a technician is in front of a piece of equipment.
So you talk a lot about technician enablement and that being one of your core strategic goals that you put out there. What do you mean when you say technician enablement?
I view it as getting somebody the information they need even when they don't know they need it. That to me is enablement. When you allow people to get to what they need, you're allowing them to do more than what they thought they could. And that comes in many different ways, right? But that is our focus of what we like to accomplish and what we strive towards. Because if you think about, and I was construction and manufacturing, but you think about the support line for technicians back in the day was a roll of quarters. And they would roll down to a payphone, they would put it in, they would call and they would ask for help. That is not an efficient way, and we're not enabling technicians to be the best technician they can be for the customer, for themselves, and for their own company. And so when you think about enablement, it is thinking about everything that a technician may be asked to do on a call. The average technician opens, I think, 9 applications every call. 9 mobile apps. There's got to be a better way. Not saying that we have to take it down to 1 immediately, but allowing that to be trimmed down by consolidating some of the things that happen on occasion and allowing one application to own more things. That keeps a technician from having to context switch. Go here for this, go here for this. Let's play in one park for a little while and allow them to become a little bit faster, smarter, and better because they're going to have that opportunity because they're not having to swivel in a chair all the time.
So one of the things I hear you talk about a lot, hear XOI folks talk about a lot, is you have the technician that's out in the field, and what do they historically do? They call another technician that's on another job, and they say, hey, I heard you talking about the fact that you were out on this job and you were working on this piece of equipment. I'm on this piece of equipment right now. How did you fix that the last time you were out there? And now what you do is you take 2 people out of production as they sit there and have that conversation and try to uncover information. So how does XOI kind of enable the technician to understand that themselves versus having to take another technician out of production and really help to with the overall production efficiency of the company?
Yeah, that's a great question and something we talk about all the time. Because one thing I will say is when you call that other tech, yes, you will eventually get to that question, mm-hmm. but you're going to talk about other things before you get there. And what could be a 10-minute conversation becomes 20 or 25. So here's the interesting part of how we approach it. We leverage some great technology within our mobile application, but I don't want to say this in a belittling fashion. It's not groundbreaking. It's driving towards simplicity and using the ancillary things that a technician's going to do to make it groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So we leverage optical character recognition, and we've built models that support this, and we've got millions upon millions of data plates that have come through our system. Tech takes a picture of a data plate like they do day in, day out, whether they're using XRI or not, and we read make, model, and serial, and we create searchable tags off of that. So now the technician is going to continue to do their work through XOI. They're going to take videos, add notes, answer questions, do all of the things. They're going to close it out. They're going to go home. They're going to go to bed. They're going to see their families, whatever it is. They're going to start the day the next day. If you are another technician and you go out and you hit that data plate, it is actually going to feed you back results that I captured because the serial number is the exact same. So that is a big proponent of what we do. When you think about one of the biggest things that got left behind as technology rolled out was the HVAC space and the plumbing space and electrical space. These industries, technology ran by in regards to contractors and technicians. And the technician especially got forgotten about. So when you make a tech's life easy, picture of a data plate, we also throw to them manuals, service bulletins, but other technicians' history, whether it be their own or somebody else in their company, and you present that to them that they can click into and see notes and watch videos. I've stood in front of many panels of technicians, and I asked the question, what's the most important thing you need? Unit-specific history. And that's what we give them the opportunity to do. So when you talk about the efficiency and the enablement, by allowing one tech to simply capture and have it auto-tag, I've enabled that tech to be faster at what they're doing, but I've enabled the next tech and the next tech and the next tech to get to that information without having to do anything other than take the same picture the guy did before.
So now the technician has all this information and they have that available, and you kind of rolled this out to HVAC contractors first. That was really where you went.
Yeah.
And then you partnered up with Daikin a little while ago and started utilizing our own tech services. What does that partnership look like?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You guys are forward-thinking in a lot of ways, and that's evident with the products you make, but also with the approach to technology. So we allow for live calling within the mobile application. And so we've actually partnered with you guys on the technical support side and technical services side. So technicians in the field, whether they're on XOI or not, if they run into a problem and they call into you guys, if the issue is not too complex, I know you guys are going to put out that fire just with the most efficient way for that technician. But if someone needs to see what's going on, and a lot of times they do, because we all know the first thing somebody says when you get somebody on the phone, tell me what you see.
Right.
What everyone says. You guys have that capability. And so you guys actually are doing live calls with technicians all across the country in creating a better experience for the technician. We say this inside of XOI all the time. If you earn technician trust, you earn market share. And that is from an OEM to a distributor to a contractor with recruiting and retention. That all plays into what is that experience. Because you guys are looking at it and saying, we have an opportunity here to allow this technician to get the information they need as quickly as they need it. And so this partnership with you guys on this front has been phenomenal. And I know that what we are uncovering as two organizations together and what we're seeing in the field has been something that is really eye-opening and obviously leads to other opportunities for everybody involved.
So how would you say XOI benefits the whole service ecosystem? Because we've kind of talked about, right, you have the individual technician, then you have the company, and then we even talked about from the manufacturer side. How does XOI, if you had to sum up, how does XOI serve the whole entire ecosystem?
XOI, in my opinion, is the only tool right now that could be the common thread, and that's what we try to be. And so as I elaborate on that, you think about what a technician does every day. They're engaging with, as we mentioned, a bunch of different apps, but the primary one is a field service management platform. Mm-hmm. That is what is dispatching them. That's what they're doing their service reports on and all of that. They're standing in front of boxes. A lot of them are Daikin, but a lot of them are others. And so they may be interacting with other things. So you see that as we have all these different field service management platforms, we have all these different CMMSs on the commercial side, we have all these different OEMs and distributors, all slightly different messages, slightly different things, we're starting to disconnect the technician when they are in front of a box. And so one of the things that is interesting is we're seeing kind of an arms race to data and to field truth. And that is what XOI allows people to get. When you think about the ecosystem of residential HVAC contractors alone, there are probably at least 250 different field service management platforms across the country. Homegrown, the big ones, the small ones, all of that. We don't play in that space. We work with those FSMs. We integrate with those FSMs. But we are the technician's tool when they are on the job, on their device. And that is the power of us being able to live in the ecosystem. You guys are way out in front of what this is, because you guys are building your own published workflows that guide a technician through a journey. And this is where connecting this ecosystem becomes so powerful, because while the internet is great, it has disconnected people, because we're actually driving people to, you know, punch in a question and you may get your answer and those types of things. You guys are saying, listen, we're going to be here and we're going to help drive you through the process that you're in. And that wouldn't happen if you had to do it with 250 field service management platforms. We have the ability to allow an OEM such as yourself to be in the pocket of a technician who is green and stretched and tired and hot, and allow them to be guided through in the appropriate way. So that's that ecosystem, and it hasn't existed, and you guys are on the forefront of it. We're on the forefront of it, and we're excited about where it's going to go, because when you can be in the pocket of every technician, you provide a much better experience for them in their journey.
So if I am a technician that has really, you know, spent a lot of time studying and learning and honing my craft, and, you know, I can go out there and I can troubleshoot just about anything out there, what sort of fears may I have, and why are those fears unsubstantiated when I think about it? Because, you know, there's always some people out there to say, hey, I have a resistance. Hey, this is technology. It's a little bit scary. And I guess even piggybacking on that, where do you think this may be going as we start to look at, as AI emerges and advances and becomes, you know, more mainstream? How does AI play into this whole entire thing?
Yeah, it's one of the greatest joys of my life has been rolling this technology out to the technicians that I have, because you have people that inherently distrust technology. Now, they tend to be the more senior individuals with all the knowledge, but they just do. And it's not a distrust of technology when you break it down. It's just a fear of change. And that's ultimately what it is. And so once you start to understand that, it's like, listen, the safest industry in the world is probably the mechanical, electrical, plumbing space. You were never going to get a tool that can go do the jobs of these individuals and have it be okay. But the thing that technology allows for, it is allows them to actually enhance their skill set. And what this can do for the older generation of technicians. So I used to get on about 100 flights a year until COVID, and then a little after COVID as well. And I got in a lot of Ubers where I talked to people who were ex-technicians. And I told them what I did, and they were like, oh, man. They were like, that's awesome. You know, I'm out here. I retired. I thought I wanted to be retired. They didn't want to be retired. They just, their backs couldn't do it, and their knees couldn't do it. And so one of the things that was interesting is that because of what we're doing right now and connecting people and allowing this distance support to exist, you have opportunities to stay in the game as a technician as you grow. Now, the fears that exist and where AI is going to come into play, a lot of people's fear with the technology is that they're going to be replaced. And, you know, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, they're not going to. This tool is designed to make their lives easier. I mean, we all have a tool in our pocket that has the technological capability to land an airplane. Why should I have you typing in a model number that is 24 characters? That's kind of what we break it down to. So when you take it to the simplicity of, we're not trying to take away your ability as a technician to connect with your customer or to continue to build that trust, but it's about taking that a step further and really standing on that. Because you talk to any residential group or commercial, what makes them great? Our people and our reputation, and we're the most knowledgeable. Good. Show it off. That's one of the big things this tool allows for. It allows people to see the craftsmanship of the men and women out there that are doing this job every day. AI is interesting. A lot of people are scared. I put a webinar together recently, and I said it's like being in a zoo where none of the animals are in a cage. It's super exciting, but it's also very terrifying right now. I don't think it's that terrifying in reality. I think we all need to be aware of it. I think if I'm a contractor out there, I'm a dealer out there, I think I'm saying I need to make sure I'm picking the right AI tool. We're doing something on the XOI side where we're focusing just on work summaries at the moment. So essentially allowing a tech to do what they do inside of the XOI app today, the same inputs, the same button pushes, the same things. And then they hit a little button that says generate summary. And it will put a summary together for them. All they had to do was tap a bunch of buttons. That is change. People are still not going to trust that the first time they see it. And then they're going to read it and they're going to say, well, dang, that's pretty good. And they're going to do two more and three more and four more. And they're going to say, all right, this gets me where I need to go. And so that, when you think about AI, I think we all got very excited and we can see that people ran very fast. But the thing that AI needs to be really powerful, the road to successful AI is built on data. And that data needs to be truthful and it needs to have integrity. It needs to be a large amount of data over what's happened and have the greatest accuracy it can be. And the accuracy comes from allowing something like OCR to take shape. So, you know, AI is going to be something that I think a lot of people jump into, but I think we're going to wade into it as an organization and as an industry. And once we realize where we can use it best, I think we're really going to see it take off.
So we're in the midst right now with a pilot program. We've got 16 contractors that are going out and putting in our FIT systems right now. And we're getting a ton of data back as we're doing that.
Yes, you are.
Where do you see the value of the data play that XOI has from all of these workflows that are out there? And how does that help technicians, help contractors, and even help manufacturers?
Oh, the beauty is it's going to impact them all. And I don't even think we all realize it yet. I think we have a sense, but I think at the end of this story, we're all going to look at it and go, my goodness, that impacted everything we wanted it to impact. So the data that we're getting from these pilot groups is huge. Mm-hmm. We're starting to understand not only the components technicians are running into in regards to models, but we're actually understanding customer sentiment. We're starting to understand where somebody is running, not a part failing, but a challenge during an install. All of these things can impact different areas. The components should impact the OEM. You guys get better visibility into how a product is operating. But where somebody is having a challenge isn't necessarily your fault. It may not be a part thing, maybe a training opportunity and a support opportunity where you or the distributor or that contractor and dealer has a chance to guide that technician a little bit more. So when you think about all these things that exist, if we start to aggregate this in mass and start to understand day in, day out operation against a product with a technician, two entities that have never actually been combined to say, this is your proficiency on this, I mean, what we're going to be able to tell is going to be huge. I always come back to this, and this is going to be a little dark, but I'm saying, think about COVID. We all read everything we could about COVID, and 87% of the time, there was a headache, or a fever over 101, and 68% of the time, there was a dry cough, and 40% of the time, there was this. Mechanical equipment operates the same way. I just need to understand the percentages. And so if I can get a bunch of data that says, hey, on this DX14, this, and this are these percentages, and I can feed that to a technician, now I'm allowing that technician to have the most information possible to make the best decision as they go through line of logic, as they troubleshoot issues. Can I impact parts? Knowing what may fail all the time, instead of people having to buy on the fly or have things that are in truck stock that they may not use, can I allow people to be more accurate with what they purchase in bulk? Like, all of these are opportunities. And this comes back to at the very beginning, we talked about this industry has been underserved with technology. And we're seeing that today with the fact that if you watch any football game on a Thursday night, they will give you a probable catch percentage of 2.3%. But I can't tell you how often this thing may fail. That's just because we don't have the data. And that's why there's going to be this arms race to field truth data. And what you guys are doing with publishing these workflows to first and foremost create a better technician experience, mm-hmm. but ultimately allow you guys to get the information to make the product better, that's what the industry needs. And that's what a industry with a skills gap needs, because now we've made everybody a little bit more efficient and we can get more people into this trade because they're seeing that it's a very interesting place to be when you're utilizing the technology the way that some people are.
So what do you think the future looks like for field technicians and how can they embrace new technology?
Oh,
I wanted to tell you it looks like Ready Player One or the movie Her or something, but I'm not going to do that, right? I think we're going to see it evolve quicker than most people think. I think that one of the things that is going to come out is that I think that OEMs and distributors are going to want to be closer to technicians. I think, as I mentioned before, the internet has disconnected us in a little bit of a way. You used to call people and you used to talk to them, and that's the way it used to be. And now we're kind of all still communicating, but we're communicating in a different facet, and it's created a disconnect. I think we're on the precipice of connecting to technicians in a different way. And it's still not going to need a second salary, but it's going to be allowing them to lean on the things that they need on, and it's going to be the information. Whoever has the best information creates the best experience, and ultimately, they're the ones that are going to sell more boxes. And so I think that as we think about the technician experience, I think it is going to be something that evolves. It's going to be something that gets easier. I think we're past the hard. I think we all as an industry saw a bunch of different tools come out, and let's do this and let's do this. And it happens everywhere. And you take things and make them a little too complex. But just because you can doesn't mean you should. And so in an industry like this, simple is amazing. If I told you as a technician, hey, you can go take a picture of a data plate, answer 16 yes and no questions and multiple choice questions, you might type four letters, and now you're going to have a summary already teed up for you that you can go ahead and drop in and you can keep on moving. What would you say as a tech? You'd probably say that feels pretty good. And so I think that as this evolves, it's going to be quick, and it's going to be something that people look at with a little hesitation. But I think ultimately people are going to look at it and say, we can create an experience that is the best for the technician because they are the hero of this journey. Ask any contractor, the face of their company is not the president. It's the technician that gets seen by every customer that they walk into. And I think we all need to realize that and make sure that those people are getting the tools and the things they need to be enabled to be the best technician they can possibly be for their customer and for their company.
JP, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any last comments or thoughts that you want to share with our viewers?
Honestly, I wish I had some words of wisdom that I would say, but I think I would say is as those of you that are out there that are kind of looking at technology and looking at, you know, let's call it all types of technology, whether it be on the OEM level or whether it be on the solutions that drive your business, one of the things that I always look at is the support engine that you get from people and the complexity that it may cause. Because at the end of the day, it is 99 degrees in Texas right now. And there's people out there working on things right now that want to get through a process and get done and get moving. And the more you throw on them that may be unnecessary, the more you just create wrinkles in their world. And so I come back to a simple statement. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. And I think we need to always take that into consideration when we think about the journey of the tech.
JP, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.